Thanks for checking out Church on the Rock's message this week. We would love to help you take your next step in knowing God better. The best way to do that is visit cotr.org/next steps. Or if you're not near our physical campus, visit our online community at cotr.org/online. Enjoy the message and know that God is for you.
I want to go deep in the Word tonight, and I want to talk to you about finishing the year with favor. Finishing the year with favor. Oh, I just like the sound of that, don't you? Finishing this year. This is the last Wednesday night of this year, last service. Finishing the year with God's favor. It's so important that we have the right mindset as we go into 2021. And I want you to go into a mindset of the favor of God on your life. I like what one preacher said. He calls it fog. Do you have the fog of God? And somebody said, what is that? It's an acrostic for favor of God, fog. I want you, as you go into this brand new year, I want you to have the right mindset that God is for you, that God loves you, that God has a plan for your life, has a purpose for your life, that his favor is upon your life for 2020. I want you to believe it. I want you to see it. So we're going to go deep in the Word tonight, and I think it's going to build your faith, okay, and starve your doubt. I think it's going to release a spirit of favor on your life to a new level. Release a spirit of favor on your life to a new level. Now, I'm attacking tonight people who feel discouraged, disappointed, rejected, not valued, not important, don't think they matter, wonder if God really cares. God, if you really care, why has all this happened this year? I'm attacking the villain and the problem of people who feel like God's forgotten them, God doesn't love them, they don't matter, they don't have a future, why try, and all of the above. I want to attack that, demolish that, destroy that. Those are lies of the devil. And the truth is, if we put God first, we serve him, we're upright, have a right standing with him, we can expect the favor of God to increase on our life in 2021. So let's go to the board. Let's begin with the Word. Get your Bible out. Follow along with me. Don't let me do all the work. You follow along in your Bible right there where you're at. Remove all distractions and give God the next 27 minutes of your life, okay? So finishing the year with favor, all right? Jesus, in Luke 2:52, Jesus increased. I like that word, increase. Jesus increased in wisdom, in broad and full understanding, and in stature and years. Watch this. He increased in the favor with God and with man. Jesus increased. You can increase favor. There are different levels, different dimensions. He increased favor with God and favor with man. I want you to see, first, you and I want to have favor with God over favor with man. Some people are men pleasers and not God pleasers. Some people put their boyfriend, their girlfriend, their husband, their wife, their job, their career, their kids before God. God's got to be first if I want his best. So I want favor with God first, and then God will give me favor and you favor with man. So Jesus increased with favor with God and with man. So can we. Psalm 5, verse 11, 12. But let all those who take refuge and put their trust in you rejoice. Let them ever sing. And we just got done talking about songs of deliverance and songs that bring breakthrough and joy. Let them ever sing and shout for joy. Because you've made a covering. Wow, we talked about that, didn't we? A hedge of protection here in the last few weeks. You've made a covering over them. Everybody say covering. You've made a covering over them and defend them. Let those also who love your name be joyful in you and be in high spirits. Not down in the mully grubs, not depressed, not defeated, not discouraged, but in high spirits and joyful and rejoicing. Verse 12. For you, Lord, will bless. Who's he going to bless? Everybody? No. You will bless those who are upright, those who have right standing with you. As with a shield, you will surround them. Wow, this is the mindset for 2021. Those who are in right standing, upright, they don't compromise their walk with God with the world. It says he'll bless them, he'll surround them with what? Pleasure and favor, like a shield. That's amazing, isn't it? That we have the promise from God's word that if we put God first, put our trust in God, he said he will surround us, he'll cover us, he'll protect us, he'll defend us, but he'll put like a shield around us, his favor. I like to claim that verse right now, and I would advise you to claim it as well as we go into 2021. We're finishing this year with the favor of God. Finishing this year with the favor of God. I want to give you 7 benefits of the favor of God. These are so good. They're so rich. I wish I could take 7 weeks and talk about each one of them. But I want you to write the scriptures down, you know, and go back and study it for yourself, all right? So 7 benefits of the favor of God. What are we doing? We're finishing this year with the favor of God so that we enter 2021 with the mindset, the favor of God is on my life this year. Thus, things are going to happen this year like never before for the good in my life and for my family. All right, number 1, favor produces supernatural increase and promotion. God's favor produces supernatural increase and promotion in my life. Talking about Joseph, Genesis 39, verse 20. And Joseph's master took him and put him in the prison, a place where the state prisoners were confined. So he was there in the prison. But, you know, you might feel like you're in a prison tonight, and maybe you're in a real prison, or maybe you're in a virtual prison where your circumstances have limited you, constrained you, and held you back. Look what happens. Even in difficult, tough situations, the key is God was with him. Now, we've just come through Christmas. We're coming through Christmas going into New Year's, and one of the words that we hear, the names of Jesus, is Emmanuel. Emmanuel. What does Emmanuel mean? God with us. God with us. Look at this. God was with Joseph and showed him mercy, loving kindness, and gave him what? Favor in the prison. So he can give you favor in that crummy job you have, or that dead-end job you might have, or that situation that you're in, you feel hopeless and helpless. Claim the favor of God on your life. Now, to do that, I have to be a no-compromiser with the world. I have to be in right standing with God. I have to be upright before God. There are some conditions I have to meet. But if I meet them, then I can claim the favor of God that will give us promotion and increase. So look, in prison, God gave him favor in the sight of the warden of the prison. And the warden of the prison committed to Joseph's care. Here's promotion. All the prisoners, leader, wasn't he, even in prison, Joseph, who were in the prison, and whatsoever was done there, he was in charge of it. Amazing. So we see the favor of God will bring supernatural increase and promotion in your life. Just like it did in the life of Joseph, while he was in prison, he was still promoted and gave leadership role, being in charge of all the prisoners. Oh, my goodness. The prison warden paid no attention to anything that was in Joseph's charge, for the Lord was with him. Well, we want that more than anything else. And made whatever he did to what? Prosper. You can prosper in prison. Joseph did. You can prosper even yet here at the end of 2021. I guess so. We can prosper in 2021, according to the word of God, in the worst of conditions. If we're meeting God's condition, he promises to favor you, promote you, and give you increase, even in the worst of circumstances. How cool is that? I love that. Great story from the Bible. As you know, teachers love to tell stories from the Bible. All right, number 2, favor produces restoration. God's favor produces restoration of everything the devil has stolen from you. It produces restoration of everything the devil has stolen from you. Has the devil stolen anything from you in 2020? Well, the favor of God on your life in 2021 can bring restoration of time, of relationships, of money, of resources, of a deal, of whatever you were trying to make, a merger, whatever you were trying to do. I'm talking to somebody right now. That God's favor on your life can restore all of that and more in 2021. Scripture for that is Exodus 3:19. And I know that the king of Egypt will not let you go unless you're forced to do so. No, not by a mighty hand. This is the story. I'm giving lots of stories tonight, but they're all from the Bible. The story is Pharaoh, Moses, and the children of Israel in Egypt being led out, the Exodus. All right? Next verse, verse 20. So I will stretch out my hand and smite Egypt. This is God talking. With all of my wonders, which I will do in it, and after that, Pharaoh, Moses, he's going to let you go. Y'all remember Charlton Heston, let my people go, right? And I will give these people what? Favor. I will give these people what? Favor. What will godly favor do? Bring restoration of everything Pharaoh, type and shadow of the devil, of your enemy, has stolen from you. Egypt is a type of the world system. Everything that the devil and the world has stolen from you can be restored when the favor of God is on your life. I'll give these people favor and respect in the sight of the Egyptians, and it shall be that when you go, you will not go empty-handed. They've been slaves for over 400 years. They were deprived of their wages. Their wages was stolen from them. It was stolen from them. And God says, it's payback. God says, everything, your checks, your wages, the deals, everything that should have been rightfully yours, I'm going to restore it. Because when you go out of Egypt, you're going to go out with the wealth of Egypt. Watch. Verse 22. But every woman shall be insistently solicit of her neighbor and of her that may be residing at their house all their jewelry, articles of silver and gold, and clothing, which shall be put on your sons and daughters, and you will strip the Egyptians of the belongings that's due to you. Oh my goodness, the wealth of the wicked turned over into the hands of the righteous. That's what the favor of God will do. Number three, y'all still with me? Remember, if you need prayer, you know, just call right now. You need to talk to somebody, just join the chat room. If you want to know how to be a part of Church on the Rock and you want to be in this wonderful community and family, no matter where you live, ask someone in the chat room. A host will tell you and give you the next step. Favor produces increased assets. The favor of God produces increased assets, specifically real estate, land, houses. Okay, look what this verse says. I like it. Deuteronomy 33:23. He said, he's talking to a particular tribe, and he said, you'll be satisfied with favor. He's decreeing a blessing over this tribe. He said, you'll be satisfied with favor and full of the blessing of the Lord, and you'll possess this real estate, this land. Because of the favor of God and the blessing of the Lord on your life, you will possess the Sea of Galilee and its warm, sunny climate like the South. Amazing. A scripture to stand on for real estate and the blessing and the favor of God to help you in that possessing of land or a home or real estate and investments. That's part of the benefit of the favor of God. How cool is that? So we're looking at scriptures, principles, promises that you want to claim because God has spoken them over your life. Number four of the seven, the favor of God produces great victories in the midst of great impossibilities. That should be impossibilities. It gives great victories in the midst of great impossibilities. Where it looks like it's not going to come to pass, oh, when it looks like it's not going to happen, God can give you victory and turn things around through the favor of God. Joshua 11:20, for it was of the Lord to harden their hearts, that they should come against Israel in battle. They're in battle, their enemies coming against them, that Israel might destroy them utterly. For Israel to destroy them, they would have to be the opponent without the favor and the mercy of the Lord. So what does that mean? God's putting his favor and his mercy on the children of Israel in this adversity, in this battle, as the Lord has commanded Moses. Gives you victory in the midst of impossibilities. Looks like maybe the doctor has said something, the lawyer, the judge, your mom, your dad, your husband, your wife, your ex, whatever, your neighbor, your boss, your supervisor. It looks impossible, and you're in this battle. The favor of God can give you the victory right there where it looks like there's no way out. There's just no way. Well, with God, there is a way. Number five, favor of God causes policies, regulations to be reversed to your advantage. The favor of God on your life can actually change policies, regulations, laws to be reversed to your advantage. Scripture for that is Esther. Esther 8, verse 5. And she said, if it pleases the king, and if I have found what? Favor. Everyone say favor. Favor in his sight. And the thing seems right before the king, and I am pleasing in your eyes. Let it be written to reverse, to change, to reverse. If I have favor in your eyes, reverse this, Esther says. The letters devised by Hanan, the son of whatever that name is, the Agite, which he wrote to destroy the Jews who are in all the king's provinces. Y'all see that? The favor of God can actually change policies, laws, and regulations. Many of you have seen that in your life. I have seen that in my life down through the years when the favor of God is upon your life. We're talking about finishing this year with the favor of God. We're talking about the right mindset, not the mindset of a loser or defeated or giving up or settling for less or caving in or quitting. The mindset of a winner, an overcomer, more than a conqueror. The mindset that the favor of God is upon my life, on my family, as we go into 2021. Those are the declarations that you and I need to be speaking as we go into this brand new year. Not what the media is saying, but what does the Word of God say? Number six of all seven. The favor of God produces honor and recognition. The favor of God produces honor and recognition in the midst of your adversaries. Right in the midst of your adversaries, they're going to see the favor of God and the blessing of God on your life. The scripture for that is Exodus 11. Then the Lord said to Moses, yet will I bring one plague more on Pharaoh and on Egypt. Afterwards, he's going to let you go. When he lets you go from here, he'll thrust you out all together. Speak now. He's talking to Moses now. God's talking to Moses. Speak now in the hearing of the people, and let every man solicit and ask of his neighbor and every woman of her neighbor jewels of silver and jewels of gold. Remember the payback? Remember the restoration we talked about earlier? Verse 3. And the Lord gave the people, Israel, favor in the sight of their adversaries, in the sight of their enemies, the people that were out to kill, steal, and destroy and take from them. God gave them favor, and that brought honor and recognition. Oh, my goodness. And the Lord gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. Moreover, the man Moses was exceedingly great in the land of Egypt and in the sight of Pharaoh's servants and of the people. You see the honor and the recognition that God gave him in the midst of his adversaries? Why? Because of the favor of God on his life. Number seven, as Josh comes out. Number seven, on as we finish this year with the favor of God. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, everybody. As we go into 2021, Here's our mindset at Church on the Rock. You know, the scripture that God's given me for next year is Ephesians 3:20, and many of you know it. But I wasn't even asking God for a word. I wasn't even asking God for a scripture. And in my quiet time, several weeks ago, I wrote in my journal, this is a scripture that is lit up on the inside. And I said, really, God? Seriously, have you ever done that? I was asking God if he knew what he was saying. You know, I said, really, God? After 2020, really? 2021, I'm to expect you to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all I can ask, think, or dream? When the skeptics are saying that COVID is going to last all next year, when the down and outer and the COVID and the negative people, sarcastic, cynical people, they're all doomsday reports, a doomsday message? Really, God? You want me to believe the opposite? He said, yeah, I do, on the inside. Didn't hear an audible voice, but on the inside. Yeah, this is your scripture, Dave Blunt, Ephesians 3:20. Now unto him, God, who is able, not man, God, is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all you ask or think. Wow. According to the power that's working on the inside of you. I encourage you, if you don't have a word yet for 2021, I always tell our staff every year, I always tell our team, get a word, get one word, or get a phrase, get a scripture. Y'all need a word that will give you strength, faith, and courage and direction for the next year. Something you're going to hang on to throughout the year. Number 7, favor produces battles won that you won't even fight. Battles won that you won't even fight because God will fight for you. Ooh, I like that. Favor produces battles won that you won't even fight because God will fight for you. Scripture, Psalm 44, verse 3. For they got not the land of Canaan in possession. I like this verse. For they got not the land of Canaan in possession by their own strength, sword. Neither did their own arm save them, their own strength, their own ability. But your right hand, God, your right hand and your arm and the light of your countenance did it, because you were favorable towards them and did delight in them. What's he saying? He gave them victory in battles. They didn't have the strength. Well, you ever been there? Didn't have the strength. I've been there. Just didn't have the strength to get up and fight another day. All of a sudden, God gave you supernatural strength. His arm showed up. That means that's a metaphor for the anointing, for the strength of God, for the power of God. Well, let the weak say they're strong. And when we're weak, the strength, the might, the power of God shows up. The favor of God on your life helps God win battles for you that you've never fought. Why? Because he's favored you. The favor of God is on your life. I think it's essential. I think it's critical. I think it's paramount. I think it's magnanimous. I think it's huge. I think it's big. I think we gotta have the favor of God on our life every day in 2021. It's huge. Finishing this year with the favor of God. Now, it's conditional. It's conditional. It's conditional. I can't just live any way I want to live and claim the favor of God. I can't live opposite to this and claim the word of God. Doesn't work. It will not work. I have to meet God's conditions before I can claim God's promises. I'd write that down. I have to meet God's conditions before I can claim God's promises. Now, I've given you several promises and 7 benefits of the favor of God and what it will do in your life. I showed you that Jesus increased with favor with God, then man. I showed you that he wants to surround our life. Wow, that means every area of your life. When he says surround your life, that means every department, compartment, every sphere, every part of your life, family, career, job, school, education, health, finances, money, investments, kids, parenting, relationships, church, ministry, all of it. How cool, how wonderful our God is today. So what do we do? How's that happen? Let me give you some takeaways. Let me give you some steps to take. You're a note taker. Number 1, I've got to make sure as I end this year, I'm right with God. I've got to make sure that I'm right with God. And the Bible says, if I'm not, all I have to do is repent. All I have to do is confess my sin and believe that Jesus Christ is Lord. He's the Son of God. He died for me. And believe in my heart and say it. It says he'll forgive me. He'll wipe away every sin, every mistake in my past, in my present, and in my future. And he calls me the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. That's right standing with God. I can't have right standing with God without Jesus. I can't have right standing with God without accepting Jesus as my Lord and Savior. If you haven't done that, I want to give you an opportunity to do that in just a moment. Or maybe you've done that, but you're not living right before God. I didn't say perfect. I'm not perfect. I got a long way to go. But living right, pursuing righteousness, pursuing the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Remember that scripture? Matthew 6:33, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. I have to be seeking after getting right, living right, being right with God. So that's the first condition before I can claim the favor of God. I got to make sure I'm right with God. And that follows suit then being right with my fellow man. I can't go into next year with unforgiveness. I cannot go next year with unforgiveness. I can't go into 2021 with bitterness, anger, resentment, regret, shame, guilt, all that. That's gonna hinder the favor of God on our life for 2021. So I've got to get right with God, and we're gonna give you an opportunity in just a moment to do that. Then let her be. I've got to renew my mind in the Word of God. I can't believe for the favor of God until I read what the Scripture says concerning the favor of God. I got to think it before I can believe it. I got to think it before I can believe it. I have to renew my mind that God loves me, that God is for me, that God wants to favor me, that God wants to bless me, that God wants to use me, that God cares about me. I've got to renew my mind to the Word of God every day. Read the Bible, homework, Bible reading plan. We have one on our website right there for you, all planned out. Isn't it great to go to a church like this? I'm so thankful I'm a part of your church. Amen. Then letter C, I got to believe it. I got to believe the favor of God. I got to believe not for other people. Oh, the favor of God's on that person, but not me. No, you got to believe the favor of God on you. Favor of God on you. Amen. Now, you won't believe it until you first renew your mind to it. So you got to renew your mind to it so you can believe it. And then what happens? Then you declare it. I asked Jerry Savelle one time, and you know, Brother Jerry, he's known for the favor of God, his teaching on it, his books on it, more than anything else. And he'll tell you that the favor of God is the message primarily that God gave to him. I asked him one time, I said, Brother Jerry, how do you increase in the favor of God? This was years ago. He said, Dave, you got to declare it every day. And you got to declare it throughout the day. Every other day is not enough. Once a day, he told me, is not enough. He said, you got to declare it throughout the day. The favor of God is on me and my family and everything my hand will touch. Got to declare it. All right? Got to declare it before it can be established in our life. So that's huge. So I encourage you, homework, to write down scriptures that deal with the favor of God. I give you many tonight. And begin in your quiet time, in your daily meditations, in your daily devotional, begin to declare out those promises of God that say, the favor of God is on your life, surrounds you like a shield. Amen. And then you've got to expect it. You got to expect it. It won't happen without expectation. What are you expecting for 2021? Whatever you and I are expecting, that's what God is going to be doing. God meets us on the level of our expectation. Expect next year to be better than 2020. Expect next year for you to be at a new level of God's favor. Expect next year for rules, regulations, and policies to be reversed on your account. Expect doors to open. Expect deals to come. Expect mergers to happen. Expect ideas, creativity, innovations. Expect favor with the people that you need to start your business or keep it going or help it to thrive. Or expect to meet the people you need for physically or mentally, financially, relationally, whatever you need to reach God's destiny, you need people. And you need those people in your life. And you need to be in their life. Expect the favor of God on your relationships. Amen. Amen. So I want you to do that. I want you to do the homework I gave you tonight. Look over the scriptures I gave you tonight on finishing this year with the favor of God. Now, I want to pray. And before we go off tonight, last Wednesday of the year, last service of the year. So I want you to pray with me. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, if you don't have a relationship with Him, the whole purpose of Christmas is that He came to deliver us and set us free, came to give us eternal life. If you don't know Him, I want to lead you in a prayer. I want you to experience His love, His care. I want you to experience His forgiveness and acceptance and His peace and His joy. I want you to know Him, to feel Him, to experience Him. You see, Pastor, that's me. Or, Pastor, I'm a Christian, but wow, I haven't been living like one. I haven't been acting like one. I've let the world squeeze me in. Pastor, I need to recommit, rededicate once again unto the Lord as we go into 2021. Pray for me. If that is you, please, I can't call you forward because we're online on Wednesday nights. I can't call you forward. So the best thing to do as an act of faith is punch the button on the screen. It's there right now. You just tap that little button. Nobody's going to harass you. Nobody's going to solicit you. No way. But we just want to help you. But we just want to give you the next step in your journey. We need people in our life on the journey we're on. So tap the screen where it says that you made that decision. And let's pray that prayer right now, okay? Everybody, wherever you're at, don't be embarrassed. Don't be ashamed. Bible says, Jesus said, if you're ashamed of me before men, I'm ashamed of you before the Father. So say it with me right now, would you, wherever you're at. Heavenly Father, I repent. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, that He died for me and He rose again. Jesus, come into my heart. Come into my life. I receive you now. Jesus is Lord over my life. Fill me with the Holy Spirit. Take my life and make a difference. In Jesus' name, amen.
What is your next step in your faith? Well, here at Church on the Rock, we would love to help you. Maybe it's to learn more about discovering what it means to belong to a church family, being part of a small group, or using your God-given gifts to serve others. Head over to cotr.org/next steps, where you can find out more to all of these. Or if you're part of our online community, visit us at cotr.org/online. Have a great week, and don't forget that God is for you.